As the 4th of July holiday weekend gets underway, there's news of the recent discovery of a rare original copy of the Declaration of Independence. It turned up in the National Archives of the country the colonists were declaring independence from, England. And Edward Hampshire joins us from the British Archives to talk about the find. He is the diplomatic and colonial records specialist there. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
And who found this Declaration of Independence?
It was actually found by an American researcher who'd been going through our records of colonial state papers. And he stumbled across this, folded up in amongst a whole series of colonist correspondence that had been intercepted and seized by British forces.
And how is it possible that this copy was in that, in your collection, and you wouldn't have known about it?
Well, we've got enormous amounts of records in over 11 million boxes and files here. So we're only aware of the stuff that I suppose we're aware of, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We've got huge numbers of records in big archival boxes that might not have been looked at by anyone since they came to us in the 18th or 19th centuries. So it's not all that surprising that things do come to light every now and again.
So who knows what else could be in there?
Well, exactly. Who knows? I'll just wait and see.
What did you do when the researcher brought this to you and said, "You'll never believe what I found"? What did you think?
Well, it was certainly quite interesting, but I suppose if we're honest, in terms of it being a historical document or historical record, it obviously says nothing new. The text is identical to the other 25 that exist and the other two that we have here. So its value doesn't really come as a historical record that tells you something different about the past. It comes from it being an artifact, I suppose, a very, very rare artifact. So it was a very sort of interesting find, but certainly from the American perspective, it means a huge amount more than I suppose it does from the British.
Yeah. What kind of shape is it in?
It's actually in very good nick, in very good condition. It's been conserved in the past. The text is all there and clear. There's very little damage in any way. There's a small tear that's been repaired. But apart from that, it's in very good condition. All three of the ones that we have are actually in good condition, and this is probably of the three in the middle, I think.
Just one last thing I wanted to ask you about. This copy of the Declaration of Independence was discovered several months ago. Pure coincidence that you're announcing the discovery right now, just before the 4th of July?
To some extent, actually, it is coincidence. I suppose what you could say, maybe we've held it back a week or two to fit in with the 4th of July.
Well, timing is everything.
Exactly.
Well, Edward Hampshire, thank you very much for talking with us, and hope you and your fellow Britons have a good 4th of July, even though things didn't work out for you so well with all that.
Thank you.
Edward Hampshire is the diplomatic and colonial records specialist at the British National Archives. The first copies of the Declaration of Independence were made on the night of July 4th, 1776, by an Irish immigrant printer in Philadelphia named John Dunlap. There are now 26 known original copies of the Declaration of Independence in existence, and they were found in all sorts of places. The so-called Leary copy was discovered in an unopened crate in the back room of a Philadelphia bookstore called, you guessed it, Leary's. Another copy was found in an attic in Albany, New York, and another copy was found behind a painting that was bought at a yard sale for $4.